Dave?
Now, this week's show is based around the Olympics. So earlier this week, Ben and I raided the games cupboard and met up with some Cub Scouts for a sporty kitchen science.
Hello and welcome to Kitchen Science. Today we are with the 14th Cambridge Cubs, and in particular I'm with Nils. Hello.
Hello.
And I'm with Angus. Hi, Angus.
Hello.
So what is it that you enjoy so much about the Cubs?
You do loads of different activities. You learn new skills.
Well, I can see Dave Ansell with a basketball today, so maybe we're doing some sports skills. Hi, Dave. What are we up to today?
We're doing some interesting experiments on bouncing.
On bouncing. So are we going to play basketball?
Not really. A slightly strange version of basketball, if this is what you call basketball, Ben.
So, Angus, what do you think about basketball? Are you a basketball player?
Yeah, I went to a tournament a couple of years ago.
Did you win?
Yeah.
Excellent. Good for you. Dave also has a tennis ball. So, Nils, are you a tennis player?
Yeah, I have tennis lessons every Tuesday.
Excellent. So, clearly, Dave, we're going to be a little bit outmatched in this, but hopefully you've got something a bit unusual. So, if people are at home and they've got a basketball and a tennis ball, what do we need to do?
Well, you can use any large, heavy, bouncy ball and a smaller bouncy ball as well. What I want you to do is take the lighter ball, so I've got the tennis ball, put it above the basketball and just drop the two at the same time and see what happens.
So you just place the small ball, in this case the tennis ball, on top of the basketball and then drop them?
Yeah, drop them so they both fall together and see what happens.
So, Angus, what do you think is going to happen when Dave drops them?
The tennis ball's going to fall off and bounce up higher than the basketball would, I think.
Nils, any ideas?
I think the tennis ball is just going to go in a different direction from the basketball because it's bouncing off the basketball, which is round, and it's got more bouncing space.
OK, so there's certainly the potential for balls to be bouncing around all over the place, and there's a couple of different ideas there about what will happen. It may be best, if you want to try this out at home, to do it outside. But we'll come back to you later on in the show and let you know what happened.
So if you want to try it out, you'll need to find two bouncy balls, a big one like a football or even better a basketball, and a small one like a tennis ball. All you have to do is put the small one on top of the big one and then drop them both, trying to keep them very gently as they drop down, so as they drop land on top of each other, and see what happens.
Fantastic. This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and Dave Ansell. We're talking about the science of sport and the Olympics, and waiting in the wings is Dr. Chris Cooper. He's from Essex University. He'll be talking to us a bit about how you can improve your performance, but not necessarily the legal way. And so if you would like to join in with the show, the email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
The Naked Scientist Podcast, brought to you by thenakedscientist.com.
This is The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with Dave Ansell. Dave, got an email here from Katie Giorgio. She's listening in Boston, Massachusetts, and she said, "Hi, Chris, I think the show's great. I find myself thinking in a British accent after listening to your programme. What's up with that? I blame the media." She's got a little joke for us, and she says, "Did you ever hear about the two atoms that were walking down the street together, and one of them suddenly trips over and falls down and bounces back up and says..." It was your ball thing that made me think of this. She said, it suddenly says, "Hey, everyone, stop. I think I've lost an electron." And the other atom says, "Dude, are you sure you lost an electron? Are you absolutely sure?" And the first atom goes, "Yeah, I'm positive."
Anyway, yes, and I've got another nice email here from Peter Blacksburg. He says, "Once upon a time, we thought teaching science was important for education about 40 years ago. Bravo to you guys for while, and once upon a time, software was going to be educating. Unfortunately, everyone now plays shoot-em-ups. Then you came along and hope springs anew." So thank you very much, Peter. That's lovely.
Yeah, also, thank you very much to Jennifer in St. Neots, who congratulated me on becoming a dad again. Says she also likes listening to our programme. Thank you for that, Jennifer. And also Ian Hunt, who said, "Thank you for producing an interesting and stimulating programme." So thank you, Ian Hutt. You don't say where you're from, but thank you. It's great to have you with us. If you'd like to drop us any lines, it's chris@thenakedscientist.com.